Okay, and it, you might say, speaking of a cold, you might say, she what a cold.
Caught cold.
All right, and the person talks like this.
Hoarse.
Okay, and he has a...
hacking cough.
All right, and a person can't hear, he's...
deaf.
And if a person is working out in the hot sun all day and his shirt gets all wet and he holds it up and he says, look how I...
sweated or fresh perky.
And a large discharging sore is called a... have a lot. You don't see as many of these anymore as you used to. They have a core in them.
Boils.
Yeah, and that stuff in there besides the core is called...
corruption.
Okay. And then a person's hit by a bullet, you'd say he suffered a bullet
wound.
When you mentioned before about being about bear hunting, when you were injured, were you shot?
Yes.
Is that right? Bad?
Yes. They thought for about 40 some days that I couldn't live from one day to the next.
Is that right?
Yeah. Five doctors said I couldn't live.
Where were you shot?
In the breast and in the throat here.
Is it a shotgun or a...
shotgun.
How old were you when that happened?
I was about 16.
My goodness. Were you out with other boys?
Yeah, or? I was out in the Smoky Mountains. We went up there to bear hunt. I was the youngest in the bunch, and we went out, and I sat down on a big spruce pine, logs up and down the mountain, and they handed me up the guns to hold. The dogs had treated something, and I guess it was a groundhog. We didn't know what it was, or I don't. And they handed me up the guns. I had my foot again broke, and kind of gave me a slide, knocked one of the guns off, and shot me up through the breast here and up through here. They didn't think I could live at all.
Is there a lot of bear hunting? Did they used to do that quite a bit?
Well, not too much. Not too much. Some.
When a wound doesn't heal right, you don't see much of this anymore, but they'd have to sometimes use alum.
Yeah.
Burnt alum. To get out the
proud flesh, they'd call it.
This kind of brownish stuff that they, is poisonous. It's a brown liquid that stings that they used to use all the time for cuts and serious...
Iodine.
Yeah, that's right,
iodine.
Yeah. And then the kind of powder they used to give you for all kinds of things, that bitter, terrible...
quinine.
Yeah. And if a person's, when a person dies, they put the body in a...
casket.
Yeah, and then they have a ceremony that's called a...
funeral.
Yeah, and then the person is buried where? At the
cemetery.
All right. And the family is wearing black. You'd say the family's
mourning.
All right. And if, now I mentioned this, when you get this stiffness in your joints, that's called
rheumatism.
All right. And this is a severe disease. There isn't much of it anymore, but it used to kill a lot of children, and they'd get a...
I know.
Victor?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Diphtheria. Diphtheria, yeah.
Yeah, and then a disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
Yellow janders.
Yeah, and then you get a pain down in your right side.
Appendix.
And you're having an attack of appendicitis.
Sinus.
You say the whole thing.
Yeah. Have an attack of appendicitis.
All right, and if you can't keep food down, you might.
Vomit.
Vomit.
Right. Now, and a person who is that way, you'd say he's sick?
Yeah, yes.
He's sick?
Sick from the stomach.
Okay.
Did you ever hear the word fernet?
I think I have, I'm not sure, I think I have heard. What does it mean? Is that what it
means? That means
look further out, I think that's what it means. Now, that's an old word, fernet.